This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Welcome to Bill Brady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. We'll have guests Cheryl Todd and Dan Todd, but they're having some fun doing a little bit of technical handshakes with the GCN studio. As you've noticed, neither of us, of your listed hosts here, are Bill Brady. As you know, if you're a regular listener, Bill's moving tonight. Bill asked us to take his show out for some exercise, but we have to bring it back in good shape. And I'm going to say, actually, wipe off the sticky fingerprints, since we're not quite as smooth as Bill. Hold on one second.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I have a crazy idea that I want to share today. This is for our friends in the entertainment field, and I know it may seem sort of nutty, but if you guys are trying to make me watch your show or see your movie, perhaps it would be better not to be quite so disrespectful to people like me. I know that's wacky, right? Because I know that it's hard to believe that the industry that brought us the virile super hunk Michael Cera and the sexy ultra hottie Lena Dunham could make any bad decisions whatsoever. The geniuses in Hollywood clearly have their fingers on the American collective pulse. If you define Americans as everyone in a coastal megalopolis who lives within 50 yards of a cruelty-free organic coffee shop. They've got a new show coming out called 24 Legacy. The new Jack Bauer-free sequel to the famed post-9/11 terrorist killing show. The original show itself eventually went off the rails as it devolved from being a show about Americans killing evil foreigners to being about evil Americans being evil. And that evil usually took the form of some enormous and inexplicable conspiracy that somehow led to Kiefer Sutherland's TV daughter being menaced by a mountain lion for some crazy, wacky reason. Like Law & Order, 24 succumbed to the liberal-preferred villain error in any L&E episode where you have a punk dressed like a gangbanger. You know the killer is actually going to be the suave businessman with the nice Mercedes-Benz. Always, just like in real life. And in 24, the evil radical Muslim psycho was always the unwitting cat's paw for some shadowy cabal of American capitalists. It got to the point that you watched and muttered, hey, that guy looks pro-American. And he's in on it. And he always was, because in Hollywood, the real threat to America isn't Islamic freaks trying to kill us, but guys who seem patriotic. You know, like me and you. Some of us even support Trump. And, you know, that means we're just a trumpet blast away from donning our brown shirts and hoods. The HuffPost said so. So you know it's got to be true. If I wanted to see normal Americans insulted, I could watch CNN. And it's actually a little more entertaining than the entertainment. But I don't watch CNN. I had hope for 24 Legacy. Looking kind of fun and hoping against hope that Hollywood learned that, you know, we patriotic Americans are tired of being dissed. And first episode came out right after Hillary lost the Super Bowl, and they started promising enough with an unflinching depiction of radical Muslim terrorists murdering innocent Americans. It was refreshing to see them willing to depict that gritty bit of realism. But then they started circling the fake diversity drain with a bigoted leftist agenda that could have been cribbed from a social justice warrior's rantings at an Oberlin Oppression Studies 101 seminar. And it was so lazy and predictable, even as it's racist and stupid. Every straight white male adult not of color character had to be a doofus, so to be showed up by some diversity box-clenching Mary Sue token. How about that generic, vaguely Middle Eastern gal who just showed up at CTU? She instantly got the answers. Boy Tech, who's been doing this for years, doesn't. And the honky hipster from high school teacher? Well, a teen Chechen temptress has him wrapped around her Dracula-accented little finger. Then there's that Aussie chick who hung out with hobbits at that elf opera. She showed, she's showing head honcho Myron Von Mayonnaise, who we know is bad since he fired an unseen Muslim guy because of reasons. Some girl power with a stun gun, the guards let her carry into the heart of the secure command post. It's a little shocking that the hero isn't a Buddhist lesbian Inuit with a lazy eye. Actually, the hero was a young black actor who can't really act, but was pretty cool when he was shooting jihadis and yelling things into his cell phone like, we're running out of time, and get me the schematics of the Burger King. It would have been nice to see what happened to him, particularly as far as it involved shooting more jihadis. But then the producer had to go and open his mouth.
Executive producer and co-showrunner Manny Coto said, I like to say the series begins as if it was written by Trump, but it ends as if it were written by Hillary. He told that to the Hollywood Reporter. Is he thinking that's a good thing? What was the thought process that led to
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design? This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, Paul Ryan should be walking around Congress for the next couple of weeks wearing a sign around his neck that reads, "I am a failure." Now, it's not that everyone doesn't know that he's a failure. He's succeeded in getting that out really well. It's that it doesn't seem like he knows that he's a failure. So maybe some signage would remind him to wipe that smug, smarmy grin off of his face and get him to achieve something other than nothing. And yet he will persist with his unerringly bad, poor judgment, his undercurrent of condescension for anyone not in tune with his wonky nonsense, and his complete and total inability to master the most basic competencies of his job, in proving himself a worthy successor to John Boehner as the GOP's biggest obstacle to victory. It is not the Democrats this time around. Those hacks spent the night of the healthcare retreat taking mass selfies, celebrating Ryan's hopelessness and convincing themselves that he's running into the GOP's own end zone was their score. And it wasn't, notwithstanding his unforced error. The Democrats are the Falcons at the Super Bowl with a halftime show featuring Nickelback. Because the big news this week isn't the first quarter Obamacare repeal festival of ineptitude. It's that Gorsuch is going to sail through to confirmation, leaving the burning wreckage of the SCOTUS filibuster in his wake. And that's the money. That's the money right there. A win guaranteeing that the future confirmation of RBG's replacement, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who I hope is so conservative he eats raw meat off the bone, will be just a mere 51-vote technicality. And then there's the other stuff, too, like laying the Keystone Pipe, rolling back regulations, ICE booting out aspiring Democrats, and Trump wrangling the new jobs. And even the fact that Team Trump was wiretapped was reaffirmed despite the New York Times denying that when it reported that Team Trump was wiretapped. It really meant that Team Trump was wiretapped. Slowly, but surely, small win after small win, we are moving toward victory. But thanks to the congressional klutzes, both with K's, like Ryan, it's going to have to be a war of attrition. Ulysses S. Grant knew something about pummeling the stubborn Democrats of the hashtag the resistance into submission. Although his Democrats used iron chains instead of welfare and lies to keep their serfs in bondage, Grant was not a big flamboyant martial artist like George Patton. He didn't make giant bold strokes across the canvas of a battlefield. He was about brute force. He lacked everything in finesse. He found his Democrat enemy, fixed him in position, and beat on him until the Democrat couldn't take it anymore and handed over his saber. And that's the right strategy for facing this intractable person, this intractable foe. And luckily, the Democrats of today are merely a bunch of talky, whiny wusses, not the hardcore and courageous infantry and cavalry G-dogs that were called, you know, to regulate. Grant had his bad days, too. You don't always win, even when you're exhausted from all of your prior hashtag winning. The enemy was delighted at the repeal screw-up. We recently saw ABC News broken with a special report. Libogasmic at Ryan pulling the hapless bill, while the circle of smart over at CNN was breaking out the cuddles and the cigarettes. Certain that this was finally the beginning of the end of Trump. Too bad, though. It's still the beginning. We're at about 67 days now out of 1,461. That's 4.29% in. And the haters' attempts to pronounce the Trump administration DOA, they are wishfully unthinking. But, you know, now it's becoming a cliche. Oh, Trump's done it this time. He's done for this time. Or, you know. all these people saying all of this because they figured out he actually intends to do what he promised to do. Grant had to deal with his share of failed commanders. Grant Jeb canned Ambrose Burnside after the fiasco at the crater. But Ryan is the head of half of a co-equal branch. He can't just be cashiered, as much as everyone would like for him to be. There is no apparent generally acceptable replacement on the horizon. So we are stuck with a weakened, chastened, P90X-built Paul Ryan. But instead of blasting his own glutes, or maybe ours, he could start understanding that he needs to kick the glutes of our enemies. But the establishmentocons have shown zero capacity to learn from all of their failures. Remember that these rhinos are the George McClellans of conservatism, always waiting for the right time that never comes to actually do battle with progressivism, and thereby they let it run rampant, pillaging the countryside. And we know the strategy, grind out win after win, big and small, over time until the liberals are broken. Those tactics have been botched by the speaker. He's shown no aptitude for basic blocking and tackling of legislating and consistently falls back on the errors of his past. Now here's a way healthcare could have gone. Starting the morning of November the 9th, you should have orchestrated an inclusive effort to create a bill based on a consensus that incorporated every stakeholder with the ability to ice pick it. And that would have been the transition team, the Freedom Caucus, the squishes, the think tanks, and most vitally, the Senate. Once you had something everyone agreed on and 216 sure votes in the House and 51 in the Senate, you all appear with the press in front of the cameras to announce it before you actually put it out, the document. Then you cement in the narrative about why the people should dig it before the haters can hate it into little pieces. And then you pass it and you win. What do we get, though? We got a tactical cluster flunk. 7 years in and Ryan was not ready. He putzed around with no sense of urgency until there was a sense of urgency. And I was expecting this piece of dog stuff to drop when it did. And it just dropped on us out of the blue one day suddenly. There was this whole plan out there. Hugh Hewitt got out there after it was released. He was stunned, so stunned he couldn't get any of the Republican House leadership on the show to talk to his conservative audience about the biggest piece of legislation in Trump's first term. Ryan gave the enemy precious hours to set the narrative, and the bill never recovered. That was just stupid. That was just stupid. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
location analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. I'm here with Dan Todd and Cheryl Todd. Are you guys there to say hi?
Hi, guys.
We've stumbled over this introduction. Bill, as you know, is moving his house. He asked us to take his show out for a ride, and we've already crashed it twice. Oh. Listen,
Notice that dent in the bumper.
Yeah, we need the listeners to call in and help us wipe off the fingerprints. Let me give you some short introductions. I'm Rob Morse. I write at the Slow Facts blog. Bill has me on occasionally. He sometimes is nice enough to use the articles that he sees. I also write at Amaland and Clash Daily. I co-hosted the Polite Society podcast and produce and write the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Cheryl, would you give a brief introduction to Bill's listeners?
Absolutely. I am Cheryl Todd, and I am so excited to have a chance to kind of ride along in the passenger seat here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I am involved in a few things. The most notable, I guess, for this audience is that my husband Dan and I are co-hosts on a two-hour radio show of our own called Gun Freedom Radio. And we are on a web-based network, so the easiest way to listen to us, and then you can binge listen to us, is if you just go to our website, gunfreedomradio.com. We've got about 83 episodes in the can, as they say. So we still have our training wheels on compared to Bill Frady, and even compared to you, Rob. But
okay.
Well, I mean, my goodness, you are everywhere. The Polite Society podcast has been on for how many episodes?
Oh, we're up at, what, 405?
Yeah, right? So I'm at 80-something, so training wheels right here.
Okay.
But I'm also involved in a wonderful women's project. It's a grassroots effort called the DC Project. And that is one woman from every state. So we have 50 women that have come together and have agreed to take our own vacation time, spend our own money for airline tickets, for hotels. And we go to our nation's capital at least once a year. And we talk with our elected officials, the people that we hired with our votes. And with a smile and a handshake, we hold their feet to the fire on our Second Amendment rights and Second Amendment issues.
And I'm Dan Todd. My wife lets me play with azfirearms.com. It's a gun shop here in Avondale. And also a Pot of Gold auction house where we sell guns, coins, ammo, and all kinds of neat things. So she lets me pretend like I own it, but we know better than that. It's her. Anyway, I have a lot of fun doing that. And then once in a while, she'll let me speak on Gun Freedom Radio.
Every once in a while. Hey, he gets to say, hi, I'm Dan.
Because we've cut the our time short with you know, bending the bumper on Bill's show, shall we jump right into that news from Utah, Cheryl?
Absolutely. Okay, Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed House Bill 198 into law. Sponsored by State Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby, HB 198 creates a provisional concealed carry license for law-abiding citizens 18 to 20 years old. This provisional license allows those individuals to lawfully carry a firearm for self-defense. Currently, individuals 18 years or older are legally allowed to openly carry an unloaded firearm for self-defense in Utah. And House Bill 198 would provide them the ability to conceal and carry a loaded firearm without being in jeopardy of breaking the law. The bill goes into effect in early May. Yay, Utah, I guess, maybe.
Well, but think of it. Who is classically at risk? It's not a middle-aged male. It's not the members of the rugby team. It's people right. who are young, who are old, or who are handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, 18-year-olds carrying just about anything at night, they're a prime target. Mm-hmm. So now they finally get to defend themselves. Thank you. I hate it when victims are disarmed. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding. Allowing them to openly carry an unloaded firearm for self-defense, how does that make sense?
It didn't. It made sense to a legislator. It certainly, you would never see a law enforcement officer go in harm's way, armed that way.
Right.
It did.
Puts you in a huge disadvantage because it tells the general public and the bad guys, hey, I'm armed, but yet I'm really not. And the bad guys know that. If you're a law-abiding citizen, they know that you are really unarmed, even though you've got, you know, something, I guess you could thunk them in the head with it. But
well, it is more than a club, but now I guess the good news is a criminal might not know your age. He might not be able to tell whether you're 21 or 18 and a half. But mm-hmm. there is some more good news, and that's that Utah allows concealed mm-hmm. carry on campus if you have a license.
Welcome to the Second Amendment, Utah.
Yes. Well, you know, how long has Arizona had that?
Ever? Because our laws actually have gone back and forth where you didn't have to have a concealed carry license, and then for a while you did. And then we went back to not having to have it. And, of course, everybody was screaming and yelling and their hair was on fire that there's going to be blood in the streets. And guess what? There's not. And that is where we are now, is that you don't have to have a concealed carry license in order to carry concealed.
And I can go back to wearing white sneakers because they never got all bloody. But more to the point, there are still many states that don't allow it. I think there's some 11 states that allow students, faculty, staff, visitors to be armed on campus. The news reports of wanton shots on campus by these concealed carriers never make the news because they never happen. So to me, that's just awesome news. We're finally recognizing the obvious, which is pretty hard for some legislators to do.
Mm-hmm. No, it really is. And I, you know, I know it's a little snarky there, but anytime somebody moves closer to the Second Amendment, to what the Founding Fathers had put in place to protect our rights, they don't give us our rights, right? I'm sure that the listeners of this show are fully up to speed on that, because Bill is a passionate patriot, a passionate constitutionalist. But the Second Amendment doesn't give us our rights. It protects our God-given rights. And I'm glad that Utah is waking up to that. So congratulations.
Well, what bothers me so much is here I am in a so-called gun-friendly state called called Louisiana. Mm-hmm. No way. I need special permission from my sheriff to even carry a firearm onto church property, let alone school property. So there are a lot of states that are way, way behind. And I think responsible individuals, whether gun owners or not, if you are an advocate for human rights, why were you silent for so long on this? I try and promote it in my state every year. I wish there were a few more million people who thought the way I did. Maybe we could get it changed. I'm so grateful. Well, I'm actually a little confused by what Arizona politicians do. Sometimes they seem like they're gun friendly and sometimes not. I think we'll talk about that later in the show.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Now, we have just a few minutes, hardly that, a minute and a half. When we come back, Dan, you've explored a side of firearms at the Big Sandy Shoot that most of us only hear about.
Yes, what an experience. I just got back from an event. It was a three-day event here in Arizona, and we had an awesome time. There was probably 2 million rounds fired at that weekend event.
You have about 10 seconds. It was called the Big Sandy Shoot?
Yes, and that's in Wickiup, Arizona. And there was M60s and 37 Bofor cannons. It was awesome. They had airplanes that you shot at. And, you know, all those vendors there and all the people there, not a single accident, ever.
Wait, you mean gun owners are responsible?
Okay, take care.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We're back on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse.
I'm Cheryl Todd.
And I'm Dan Todd.
Dan, we were talking about an extraordinary experience you had. You went to a machine gun shoot?
Yes, we went to the Big Sandy shoot, and I'll tell you know, they had thousands of Tannerite targets. They had dynamite, fireworks, explosives, and we shot in pitch dark, and not a single person got even a burn. You know, it was just amazing. The people, and they were so friendly. It just, what a great place to go.
And he did all that in the dark, standing next to complete strangers. Now, if you describe that to somebody that was anti-gun or, you know, was unfamiliar with the gun community, the Second Amendment community, they probably break out in hives and hyperventilate, right? But when you know the people, when you understand that we are, as a community, we are so geared towards safety. We are so geared towards responsibility. And it's such a friendly and inviting community because we have these great toys and we want to share them, right? We can't share them if people aren't being safe. And as soon as they're safe and responsible, now we're having fun.
And you're talking about toys that run anywhere. You know, the cheapest machine gun that you can buy today is probably $5,000 or $6,000 plus the 9 months of waiting for your papers to get approved. But there was guns there that were in the $50,000-$60,000 range, and some that cost $150 per round to shoot.
Yow!
Right. And so
when your wallet, like, you know, convulses with every trigger pull, it's something.
I had a guy there that had a 37-millimeter Bofors cannon. And I saw him shoot it, and I was slobbering, and he goes, do you want to shoot it? And I'm thinking, this guy doesn't even know me, right? And he let me shoot his $50 a round gun. And wow. I actually hit the target. I hit a truck at about a half a mile away.
What do you mean you hit a truck?
It was a truck target.
Okay,
with dynamite
target
in it.
With dynamite. An intentional hit.
Yeah.
On it. Okay. Gotcha. That scared me for a second.
But what I like is the fact that gun owners as a class whether they're shooting automatic weapons, whether they're my neighbor carrying down the street, taking his kids down to the store. They're masters of self-control. Do you agree, Dan? Cheryl?
I totally agree. And plus, there's a lot of respect out there. And it's not really like a club, but in a way it is. People that have guns that train themselves to use them responsibly have some kind of bond with other people.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's because they have self-control on board. Hey, now, you also took some friends out shooting. It wasn't quite as attractive as, well, it might have been. I take it back. Talk about being a good ambassador, because you recently just took a group out. It was almost as exciting as the big Sandy shoot.
It was a mini Sandy shoot.
Well, let's say, if you've never been to Big Sandy shoot, we were a hit. You know, we took 35 people that most of them never, ever fired a gun in their life. And we brought them up with about a half an hour meeting on how to safely handle a gun, what to do if the gun jams, and what to do when you're done firing the gun, where to put it, where to point the barrel, all of these things. And then we had a really fun shoot where we had, for beginners, we started them with the 22 pistol. By the time we were done, they were shooting M60 machine guns and MG34s and MG42 machine guns. And then a few of them got to shoot the 105 howitzer. And I'll tell you, this is something these people are never going to forget. I don't think a single one of the 35 people would say, I'll never do that again. And we've gotten several calls. When are we going to do it again?
I'll bet. That makes so. Hey, but let's talk about being a great ambassador. And you've seen guys who aren't really comfortable doing it. They hover around their guests. I've seen instructors who are new, and when they're teaching that way, look, we want to teach enough to be safe and no more.
Well, you know, I really messed up. When I was younger, I didn't have, you know, I wasn't married to Cheryl, so I just didn't have any sense back then. But, you know.
See what he does there? That's how we stayed married 32 years and worked together. So good.
I would take a couple people shooting. Most of the time there were newbies, you know, never shot before. And I'd get the gun with the most recoil, and I'd say, shoot this, and I'd giggle and watch them.
You were one of those guys.
I was, and how stupid I was. And the more I learn, the more I say, man, I was dumb. But you know what you have to do? First, you realize you made a mistake and you just never do that again. And what I encourage people to do is get new shooters. You have to start them out with the basics, start them out slow, and make them comfortable, because then they'll have fun. And if they have fun, guess what? They're going to bring their friends. Right. So like I tell everybody on our show, get your wife involved in shooting, because once you do, they're going to allow you to buy more guns.
We encourage you to buy more guns.
So you got to start that way. And if people do that and don't start with the big gun that's going to go, ow, I hurt my arm and I don't want to ever shoot again, start them out slow and they'll want to shoot those big guns. All 35 people that went on our shoot started with the 22s and they all wanted to shoot the M60. If we'd have started them with the M60, I'll bet you half of them would have left.
Well, I want to amplify that in the sense that if it took you an hour to instruct somebody, I think you're doing it wrong. I mean, they would rather shoot an air gun than listen to me talk about shooting Dan's cannon.
Right.
Do you agree?
Yes.
I do. And, you know a lot about that because you are an NRA instructor.
Sure.
And, so you're interacting with people. You're interacting with these brand new people that maybe – and has this ever happened with you? Somebody that is actually so afraid of the whole process of shooting or of the tool itself that they've had an emotional reaction while you're instructing them, maybe cry. I mean, I've heard of that so often because it's just such an unknown.
Well, yes, it really is. It's what's so much fun is that sometimes words aren't really appropriate. We'll just say, here. Well, choose me. If I were that person that was upset and Dan is there shooting a 22, and Cheryl says, "Rob, come here. Just stand with me. Let's just watch Dan shoot." Okay, I'm not involved. I'm just watching, but it lets me get used to it. It lets me get acclimatized, normalized. I see what typical behavior looks like, and then Cheryl coaxes me a little closer. And then Cheryl says, "Here, Rob, just put your hand on Dan's shoulder as Dan's shooting." And I realize that, you know, it's not a violent event. See how we're inching somebody closer and closer? And then you say, "Here, put your hand over his hand. Here, you take the gun. You just follow along." It's almost like a it's animal training, except we're the animal. And then we can make that better. Rather than shoot at a distant target, shoot at something close, shoot at steel, shoot at things that fall over. Later, you can show them, you know, man-on-man competition, but that's way too advanced for a beginner. We want them to have a great time from the very beginning. Well, yeah, I've seen some of your pictures. That's close to what you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's what we're trying. It's behavior modification, you know? It's like, just a
little, yes.
Right? Because I'm a psych nerd, right?
Right.
Rob, can you imagine taking a person that's never been in a car in their life and they turn 16 years old and just hand them the keys and say, "It'll be okay." You have to walk them through it. And some people have never, all they hear is the bad things about guns. And so you have to get them past that. So maybe even let them handle the gun without putting any ammo in it and let them dry fire it, not 22s, but everything else, and get them comfortable with the gun. But what we have to realize is responsible gun owners, we have to do our part to be patient enough to realize the reward we're going to get from it is another person interested in the hobby and another person supporting our hobby. That is where we're going to win.
We have about 10 seconds left. When we come back, I want to bring us some news from Virginia. And good news. Well, a mixed bag. I think it shows the real problems that we have with some state governors. I expect Bill's music to cut me off right about here.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.